sport's greatest players, MS Dhoni, retires from Test cricket.
It is something that every Indian now can aspire to, that you can come from a small city like he has done and become the captain of probably the world's most supported sporting team.
First though, Mahendra Singh Dhoni, the captain who led India's cricketers to number one in the World Test rankings, has decided to retire from the form of the game with immediate effect. The strain of five-day cricket has become too much and he'll now concentrate on one-day internationals and 2020 matches. Dhoni announced his decision just hours after India drew the third test on their current tour of Australia, a result which brought confirmation they had lost the series with one match still to play. Well, Virat Kohli will captain India for that fourth and final test against Australia in Sydney next week. The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta says he will leave a huge hole in the team.
It's huge, because the simple fact is that for many years India have been looking for a replacement for Kapil Dev, the great all-rounder. And MS Dhoni was the first person who came along and actually filled that void. Not only was he the captain of the test side, the one-day side, Captain Cool, as he's known here on the streets of India, but he was a wicketkeeper batsman. So I think in fulfilling that role is going to be very, very difficult. Dhoni's got his cricket critics. There's a lot of people here who say, you know, he's not been interested in Test cricket for a long time. He's much more focused on the one-day game and T20 cricket. But the fact is, MS Dhoni has represented the change that has taken place in Indian cricket. On the busy street around me, if you go and talk to most of the people here and say, hey, India in Australia or India winning the World Cup in a few months' time, you know as well as I do what the answer to that question is going to be. It's something that every Indian now can aspire to, that you can come from a small city like he has done and become the captain of probably the world's most supported sporting team. So I think some people will say, yeah, it was a good way for him to go out, but he's that sort of figure, and I think we've seen that with his retirement. He didn't say it in advance. Everybody was taken by surprise when it came out after the match today. That is MS Dhoni. He does what he wants when he wants on his terms.
Rahul Tandon in Calcutta.